Begin the current daf in the second Erev daf Kuf Gimel. Begin on the base. Begin the Tez the Master. Begins with Zigmara Mali Hu Mali Chaver. Then what's the difference him? What's the difference if it's his friend? Tez explains this opinion of Reb Elazar, where the Gemara said that. So who's the opinion that permits cutting the wart by hand? Reb Elazar, who says that a heksha mitzah, which is preparing the carbon, is Deicher Shabbos. But as much as you could change it, you'll change it. And the Gemara brings it a brisa regarding the kind that has a wart, his friend could bite it off. So he said, oh, biting, yes, not a vessel, and also his friend, and not himself. So obviously it's not like Drabbanon, because according to Drabbanon, so then as a Tizim Esel quotes, Malhu Malchaveri, he would be able to do it himself too. So rather, it's like Rabbi Eliezer that says, it's Hech Shemitzah, Deich HaShabbos, until you see that you have to downgrade as much as possible. What's called Komadev Shalashnu Mishanin. And that's his time to begin to say, what may Rabbi Eliezer mean, Nichan, if it's like Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't make sense. But Bahali Shari Hacha, but here we don't permit to go ahead and cut up the ward in the base of Midash El Bishin, the one with his teeth. Masnit Shar B'Yabin in our Mishnah, we permit to go ahead and cut off the ward even by hand. Medikatani from the fact that we learned the Mishnah. In Bekli said, if it's done with a vessel, Kamakan Lasa. Oh, it's also even in the base of Midash. Mashma B'Yad Shari, but it sounds like by hand it's going to be permitted in the base of Midash. So that, how could you say that the brisa that permits the kohen to cut over his teeth, that's Rabbi Eliezer? That's not like how Rabbi Eliezer quoted in our Mishnah. That's the situation. What you can say is, no, the gabbe behemah dekamirus lachto b'shinav. In regards to an animal that's disgusting to go ahead and bite off with his teeth, there lehutzuchu lachto b'shinav elbiyad, there they didn't require him to cut over his teeth, rather he could do it by hand. But by a word of a person where it's not so disgusting, then yes, that's the brisa like him, that not by hand, but rather with his teeth. But then, since so you're going to say, as our Gemara is saying for Rabbah, that wherever you could change it, you have to make it as less as the malach as possible. But the Gemara says, you can bring the knife even through the streets, even though you could change it and downgrade it, you could bring it through the roof and through the enclosed areas in the courtyard to see you don't have to. And that's the sense. What you could say is no, because the hasma with him cuts the dark left. It's making his trip shorter by going through the street. And since you're allowed, we let you. But here, it's the same thing. You could cut it by hand or with a vessel. Rabbi would agree that you have to downgrade it and change it. Tinek says muscle. Tez begins with the Gemara. Someone where he has a bite in his back. Tez explains why the brayse have to say this type of a case. In other words, we were saying that. What do you mean? We could say no. Even called Rabbanon. That say that the problem of biting it off is rabbinic, and therefore shouldn't be any difference with him or his friend. Yes, it should be able to be him also. But there's just one place where he can't reach it, like on his back. And that's the same. It's a wonder. But why would the Brisa say it in that case? Why wouldn't he say bigger chiddush? Because also b'malkam shiachal ubatz melitl. No, that it's in a place, the wart, where he himself could bite it off. And even so, he himself is permitted to do it. Even though it's not in a backhanded way. So why say it in his friend that he can't reach it? Say it in the way that he could, and he does it himself, even though it's not in the kalachar yad way. On that sense, what you could say is, no, the ilash min b'chaveh, if we didn't say it with his friend, although, yes, with himself it's permitted because you're going like Rabbanan, but habasakit daitach, actually, you would have thought to say, you would think that, no, one friend can't do something forbidden, albeit that's permitted here for his friend to do that, but for yourself, yes. That's what I have to tell you, even for the friend. But yes, it would be for himself, because at this point in the Gemara, it's going like Rabbanan too, who is no difference him or his friend. Ketanek says the Masal begins with the Gemara Hachigasin. This is the Girsa. The Rabbanan is going like Rabbanan. Nishkalebiyad. So let his friend do it by hand. And then with Tivshir Rebbe Lazar, you'll also resolve the teaching of Rebbe Lazar. Tais explains, what's the Gemara's proof that obviously it's going like Rebbe Lazar and not like the Rabbanan? So Perish, Tais explains that if the brisa would be like Rabbanan, then it would have been better to say that his friend is actually tearing off the wart by hand. Why? Because Dashamina Minat Tarti, because then the brisa would be telling us two halachas. Chada, first of all, the Mechshir Mitzvah Ledocha Amalacha, that a preparatory act for a mitzvah, like getting rid of the wart, does not override Amalacha, and therefore you cannot detach it with a vessel, and that has to be done by hand, and that you would learn from hand, not just by teeth. And also we would learn, the second point, is the Bekli Moidu the Chayv Chattis. That it was done with a vessel, and one would be Chayv Chattis. And therefore, even when his friend is tearing it off, you shouldn't do it with a vessel, which is the Raisa, rather by hand, which is Rabban. And so, wait a second, isn't that the same thing with teeth? No. And that's the taste of what the Gemara was saying was, well, hashtag, but now that you're saying that the friend tears the brother's teeth. Now, you can't go ahead now and be medaik and to infer the Bekli, but a vessel not, and why? Because Amalacha, and oh, you see that Hechshemitz is not Deich Amalacha. No, because not beyond Namishvah, because you're only letting with the teeth. In contrast, the hand, not. And you don't let it, even though it's rabbinic, so you can't defer that Hechshemitz is not Deich Amalacha, because that's not doing Amalacha. You're not even letting him do it even by hand, which is rabbinic. Now, next Tez the Maschel, which the Bach actually says is all part of this one Tezis. Now, Bariyam, Mishlem Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe is going like Rebbe Lezer Pirish. Kiyeche, just like Mishnin Ma'amalacha Lishavus, Rebbe Lezer requires that you have to downgrade when you could from doing Amalacha to a rabbinic Isser. So you can understand Mishnin Ma'amalacha Lishavus Hakal, that you would have to downgrade from a more severe Isser Rabbanan of doing by hand to a less severe Isser Rabbanan doing it by the mouth. And therefore it makes sense why the friend has to do it with his teeth. Eliam Rabban, but if he says, going like Rabbanon, that says that Hechshemitz is not Teicha Shabbos at all. It's just that in the Bais HaMikdash they weren't grazing this Rabbanon. So Lama Lula Dura, Shavuos Kol Du. Why do we have to go ahead and get a lower type of Shavuos? In other words, what's the point of doing it with the teeth versus the hands, but there's no way to Rabbanon in the Bais HaMikdash at all? So David the Braiser should have said that he could attach with the hands, and then again we would have had these two Chedushim of the Halacha. Rather, obviously the Braiser is going like Rabbi Eliezer, and then we learned that this whole concept of Rabba, that whatever is absolute Shanui B'Shanina. But actually, on this, the Samakuti asks, he says, what do you mean? Why does the Gemara understand, to interpret that it makes more sense to go the distance and be more stringent and to downgrade as much as possible, according to Rebbe Lezer, more than Rabbanon? To the contrary, it would seem to be the exact opposite. The Rebbe Lezer is actually more lenient, and he permits even to violate Melacha de Raisa for a Hechsher Mitzah. Rabbanan, they say that, no, you're not allowed to melacha d'raisa for Hechsher Mitzah. So then, why wouldn't you say that for Rabbi Eliezer that's lenient, you actually don't have to downgrade? For Rabbanan, who the most stringent, that you do have to be Mishana. And that paternity answer is, no, dihana sentence. No, that's actually the point. Specifically, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's lenient by melacha d'raisa, that's why we'd be more stringent to downgrade from a more severe shvus to a lesser one. Why? Because Alibi Rabbanan, Korn Rabbanan, yes, lahatikot shvus, we should permit all Yisrud Rabbanan, as our Gemara is assuming. Because the light nothing in the churban, nothing bad's going to come out of it. Why? Keeping this locus, since they hold the mishum hechsholay dechin Shabbos for hechshemitz, we don't override malacha deraisa of Shabbos. So there, nothing bad's going to happen, no matter what shvus we let you, because you're not going to do this deraisa anymore. Anyway, Avraham Eliezer, this like the machshir deich v'kodesh, realized that he holds that actually a hechshemitz overrides even malacha deraisa. Now, you be'efshlush nimishin, but when it's possible, you change it to a shvus. But yes, lanu l'chazer achas shvus akal. Therefore, when you're doing the shvus, you should do the least type of shvus possible. That you shouldn't come to permit when you could change without changing it, which that could come to a problem of even malacha deraisa, because we let you do a malacha deraisa for a hechsher mitzah. But again, if you don't have to, then you have to do a shvus. So even when you're doing a shvus, do the least type of shvus, because we don't want you to come to do when you could change and you're not going to change, like over here, because you could do it by teeth and you can do it by hand. Oh, then you're going to come to do malacha deraisa and you say, okay, well, it's Deicha Shabbos, and you're not going to do the shvus, which is not true. Therefore, it would make sense, as the Gemara presumes, that according to Eliezer, you would make this change to the lowest, but not according to the Rabban.